The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. And welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here today. I need to apologize for missing last week's show, but
are you there, sir?
Yes. Thank you very much. And we had a little bit of difficulty there. We're here now and everything is good. Thank you again. And sorry for missing last week's show. It was just one of those weeks that ended badly. And I didn't have a chance to get to the show on time. But I'm here today and I apologize for missing last week because we try to do a live show every week. So last week we had a repeat. So if you had a question for then, you can always send it in or request or anything at all because we're here, we're back, we're live. Thank you for being here. You're tuned into RealityRadio101.com. You're listening to Barrington Awaken on this beautiful day. Welcome. And what we aim to do here, as usual, is raise you to a higher level of consciousness and to wake you up to your own reality, to let you know that you're greater than you think you are and you're definitely bigger than you know. There are no limits to you. You are limitless. You have this ability to create anything you want in your life or to remove anything you have in your life or to change it. We are our own creators. If there is a God that exists, you're it. Everybody you see every day is equal to you in their own in the buildup of who we are as human beings. If you don't practice certain things in life, there's a good chance you're not going to be good at it. If you haven't played basketball, you're not going to be the star. And if you haven't practiced relaxing, you won't be great at that either. What we're trying to say is that the ability to accomplish anything that you set your mind to is within you. You have that ability in what I call the tool bag that showed up with you at birth. You must be mindful that we all showed up the same way, the same method, and we come into this human life as a human being to experience what it's like to live with a body. Your soul that dwells within the body is the driver of the vehicle, the body itself being the vehicle, and you are the operator of it. Where it ends up, it is on you. If you make the right turn, you will live a very prosperous, healthy life. If you choose not to do that and you take another direction, you will have to pay a consequence because you're doing damage to self. You are the leader of you. You are the driver of that vehicle that you operate called the body. It gets to a certain age in life and cannot go any further. We must lay it down and then we get a new one. And we start again. It is called reincarnation or rebirth. or start over or do over. Anyhow you look at it, it is a conveyor belt that continually roll until you're at the end of the list, and then you rotate and you start again. We do not have an up there to go to, nor there is a down there that we can go to, though it sounds like it would be a really good party down there. However, because of how we were raised, we tend to believe that we have a way out. Well, we don't. What you choose to do in life is what will happen for you in your path. Where you stand today was a decision that you had made some time ago, and it is coming to fruition. If you want to change your situation, the ability is within you. The ability to change any situation is within you. You just have to know that it's there and where to find it. If you know for sure that there is a needle in a haystack, it's easier to find because you know it's there. If you know that you're not enjoying where you stand today, you also have the ability within you to change it to one that's going to serve you better or serve you however you want it to. Wake up and raise yourself to the higher, to a higher level of consciousness, and bring yourself to understanding that you are the top shelf. Nobody is greater than you, and you are not lesser than anyone. What you choose to believe or what path you choose to take in life is a direct result of where you're standing today. Wake up. Accept the fact that we do have the ability to connect to an instinctive instruction manual, which coincidentally is already with you. If you need instructions on how to attain it, it is within you. If you need to find out where it is within you, just remember it is within you. Look within. All that we hope to accomplish with greatness resides within us. Wherever you want to be, that ability resides within you. We wake you up to a higher level. We try to raise you up to a higher level of consciousness so you too will understand that this is within you. We're all created equally by the same method. And we've come here and spend relatively the same amount of time when you measure time, if you can do that, and then we rotate and start again. Everything that is a part of human existence is on this planet. It's in this universe. The universe itself is within you. And you could research that and find for yourself. You have the medicine to cure your illnesses. You have the method to create greatness. You have the tool that is needed to give you the answer for life. All the answers. Every question you have, there has to be an answer. That answer is within you. To open the pathway to achieve this greatness of information where wisdom, history, and everything resides, it's within you. And you have to practice or knowing how to get to that source. Everything is within you. So you are the God that exists. That is difficult for a lot of people to understand or accept or even want to believe, because they've spent a great portion of their lives hearing that he's or it or they is elsewhere. But that information is within you. And if there's a God that exists, it is you. Wake up to that realization. Understand that you are limitless. We've had questions thrown at us before as to, if I am the God, why am I not special? You are special. You are the creator. You are the leader of the path that you're on. You chose that path. You do have superpower. However, our bodies are, say, restricted. We cannot travel as fast with the body. And with the body also, we create a lot of distractions for ourselves, like the need for pleasure, the need to have substance, whatever that may be, the need for it to be perfect. But the body is simply the vehicle that journeys your spiritual soul through life. The body is just like your car. And when the car gets too old, you get rid of it and you get a new one. Sometimes it gets rid of itself. It just stops operating, stops performing, which is what the body will do if it gets to that age. We're saying, wake up. Understand the true you. Today, we want to talk about knowing who you are, or to know thyself. Before that, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining. I want to say a special thanks to all the old-time listeners, the ones who's been supporting the show for a very long time. I also want to welcome the new listeners. You're listening to Barrington Awaken on The Barrington Show. Thank you very much for participating. Thanks to everyone from all around the world, wherever you may be today, and enjoying this show. Thank you for coming. And to everybody, welcome home. I tapped on there for 1 second about knowing thyself. Do you know who you are? Do you know thyself? We all get caught up with our busy lives. That's what we do. We take on a job. We have a family. We have friends. We have a social life. We have all these things that keeps us busy, or the big screen TV, or the golf clubs, or whatever it is that tickles your fancy and is keeping you active. Within all this, all these activities that you do, some of them you must participate in, do you know who you are? Are you just following the footstep or the prints that were laid out to you, told to you by maybe your parents, society, maybe even the neighborhood, the culture? Are you following those footprints because they were laid out for you and your parents gave you a name and gave you ideas of life and probably introduced you to a religion or a form of belief of how you should live? And because you're a girl, you should act this way. And because you're a man, you should act this way. A boy, you should act this way. And they lay out a pattern for you. Are you just following that because it seems right, or it seems okay? Because I have met a lot of people who said, no, I don't want to live that way. Heck no. And they've moved on, be it privileged or unprivileged. Are you just following the footprints that was laid out for you by a guardian, a society, maybe a teacher? Because I'd like to say, as parents, our job is to take care of these children when they're young, feed them, you know, put them in sports if you can, take care of them, keep them warm, keep them safe. And then at some point, educate them and be prepared to educate them to the best of your ability for today, for today's world. There's no sense in making them, educating them for a generation or two ago or one to come, because we have no idea what that is. So as a parent, your job is just to educate them for today. Be prepared to educate them to the best of your abilities for today's world. And then they're going to grow up and they're going to go on their own. You're going to act like the bow and they're the arrow, and then you're just going to send it out and there they go, because we don't own them. Because we understand and we get teachings from our ancestors, we tend to use those footprints all the time to govern our existence. Their method in today's world will not work. When you talk to the new generation, they're not all hung up on, oh, got to get married and have some kids and get a full-time job and work at it for 45 years. Then I could retire and live life. They have a different idea, or some of them have a different idea, in proving that the ancestry method of life is peer pressure to us in today's world. But that's not what we're talking about today. Today we want to talk about, do you know who you are? Do you know yourself? You play a role as a brother, a sister, mom, dad, cousin, sibling, neighbor, employer, employee, and you're just following this pattern that has been laid out for you. Is this the way it is supposed to be? Are you happy at every post or every step in this journey? Do you know who you are? Because as a son or a daughter or a sibling or any of the above, you can play that role when you're with your parents. You're the son or the daughter. When you're at work, if you're the employee or the employer. When you're out hanging out with your friends, you're a good buddy to or brother of or cousin to. What is the role that you play for you? Who are you to you? You can identify being the brother, the son, the mother, the father, the cousin, the sibling, the neighbor, the uncle. Can you identify who you are? Are you just a person with many different hats, playing many different roles throughout your existence on this planet? Do you know who you are? Were you supposed to be here to play a perfect uncle, a perfect dad, a good mother, a great sister, a good teacher? What are all these things, that the hats that you wear every single day in your journey? Because at one point you're playing the mother, and maybe next minute you're playing the daughter, or the next minute you're playing the auntie, or the next minute you're playing the Karen. I don't know, whatever roles you play. Where do you sit in all of that? Do you believe you're one to be divided among many different occupations or many different roles or many different hats? Do you know who you are? Are you able to identify yourself within all of that without saying, I'm the uncle today, but I'm the dad tomorrow. I'm the dad when it comes to paying the bills. I am the husband, I'm the good brother, I'm the good boss, I'm the good employee or employer. What role do you play? How do you identify yourself? Who are you? Do you know thyself? We talk about waking up and understanding who you are. And in the minute you learn who you are, you will know your purpose in life. In the midst of it all, what are you to you? Are you just following the trend? Are you following the latest fashion, the fad? Do you need to put yourself in a particular situation so you could feel more important, to feel bigger than you are? Do you need to step away from another situation just so you don't feel as if you're lesser than you truly are? We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. In the midst of this conversation, we throw the question at you as, please identify who you are. You'll be much better at playing the roles that you play when you know who you are. You're not that suit. You're not that car. You're not that house. You're not that job you carry around. You're not the sports team you may play on. Nor are you the focus of the big game that's going on. These things are what we do. But who are we doing them? Do you know who you are? All of it begins with, when you're answering the question, it must begin with, I am. And that is it. Start from there. Accepting the fact that you are, and then fill in the blank, I am, and that alone identifies you as to the God that you truly are. Do you know who you are? This is what we're talking about when we want to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. And a step towards that is identifying who you are. And you start with, I am. Because it represents I am that I am, or it is what it is. I am the God that exists. So are you. Do we have any emails there, sir?
Yes, sir. Let me see. All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, by the way, you are listening to the Barrington Awakened Show with, of course, your host, Barrington. And you could write into us right now with your emails, a thought process, a question, what have you. And our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Tanya did that. And she says, Barrington, if and when we come back, I am not sure of that concept yet, but if we do, if we are a man, do we come back as a woman the next time? Or if we are a woman, do we come back with a man? As a man, sorry, not with, as. read that wrong. Thank you, Tanya. Sue wrote in and said, if we come back with a new body, don't we have to go someplace to get that new body? So I'm assuming if it's heaven that you say there is none, we would come back with a good body. If it's hell, we would come back with just as many problems. That's from Sue. And Anne writes in and says, wow, this is heavy. Anne says, wow, Barrington, sounds like you really hate the Bible. And that's from Anne, and back to you, sir.
Anne, I do not hate the Bible. Actually, I don't think or identify much hate in me. I don't have that. And no, I don't hate the Bible. I've always said, and I've never said that, but I've always maintained the fact that I don't want to follow everything that it lays out because I don't find it is truth. And when I say to other people that, how can you explain this to me or try to explain that to me just so I could be further educated on the topic, they don't have the answer and they say no. And many times I've heard, if God wanted you to know, he would tell you. So the Bible is a great book, and I have said that before, and it does lead you into a good place. To follow it blindly, I think that would be a mistake, because if all of it isn't true, what part of it are you following? And do you just pick a sector of it out and says, okay, well, these are good. I'm going to follow this path that I don't agree with. I'm going to follow that path. And this is in every book that I've read, every one of the Bibles, the Quran, the Gita, the Torah. There's certain things in it that you don't want to follow because it's not really conducive to your lifestyle. I do not hate the Bible, and I don't hate much things. I do know, though, there are some things that I prefer over others, much like you. If you go to a buffet, you won't eat all that's there. You'd pick your favorite and find out what stimulates you the best. I do not hate the Bible. But that's heavy. That's very heavy. Sue, thank you for the email, and thank you very much for calling in. And no, I'm going to have to say that I disagree with you on that one. Sue, thank you very much. You talk about getting a new body, and when you come back, you get a new body. When you leave here, you don't leave with the body. When you come back, you don't come with a body. You show up as a spiritual soul, a self, a non-physical form of your existence. It does not have a body. Everything that the body is was constructed or is from this place that we live and we call it Earth. Every single part of your body is a product of this Earth, like the 80% water that's in us, same amount as what's on the planet, or the 15 or 10% dirt that's in us, soil substance. It is the same proportion as what's in on the planet. And we do have gold, and we have diamond, and we have mercury, we have water, blood, you name it. Whatever you can find on the planet, salt, sodium, sugar, it's in you. It means that somebody with a very big hand just scraped up little bits of pieces from this planet, molded together, and stick you in it, or whatever, how that would work. And I'm saying this is the process in which you go through the birth canal. All of what we are was made here. Coming back with a better body, well, that's relevant to, if you're a sumo wrestler, you probably don't want to have the same body as this fashion model. So you have to realize that we all choose what we want, or we end up in a path that is easier to find what would be more easy for us to accept. If you're a fashion model and you're very tiny and petite, you're not going to do well as a sumo wrestler, not against those guys, and vice versa. I don't know that the sumo wrestler is going to perform on any runway anytime soon. Our bodies are fashioned here by us as our creator, and what it turns out to be, maybe we're the same size, same built, same everything from our families, from our parents. However, because we eat the same food, as some of us do, as our parent, and we follow them closely through life, there's a great chance that we're going to end up looking like them. Even your spouse, I've heard rumors of people living together for a long time tend to start to look like one another. That's a frightening thought, but it's probably real because you become a product of the environment that you're most frequent in. You become a product of it. We're going to look like our parents simply because we eat the same food and they're the face that we look at and we're with them for a very long time. So there's a great chance that when we're born, we're able to identify ourselves by the physical appearance, facial physical appearance anyways of our parents. So you're not going to go to a heaven because there isn't a physical one. And you're not going to go to a hell. And I sometimes say, darn it, because it sounds like that's where the party is going to be. But no, there isn't one of those either. When you come back, you will come back and you'll fashion a body on this planet with the soul. You put the two of them together and that creates you, Sue, who you are today. You didn't bring that body from anywhere. There is nowhere out there to bring it from. You can't. And if you did, could hypothetically come from a fictitious hell with a body, probably be charred. I think this is just from the descriptions that was given to me. However, because I know the substance that's on this planet will forever remain on this planet. When you leave, you don't leave with it. And when you show up, like I said, it's you stepping into a new physical form and accepting the body that's there for you. And we could make it big and strong or fat and thin or whatever we want to do with it because it's ours. You are the creator. You are the, let's say you're the potter and the body is the clay. And do you have to spend your life being stuck with your parents, being this tall or that short? Probably not. But by the time you realize it, you've accepted it. And then you now challenge yourself to change it. I've been asked many times, can we change our physical appearance? Can we make ourselves be taller? Can we get shorter? Well, because you get shorter when you get older, so they say. But because we've accepted that as our norm, it's very difficult for us to go back and change it. I read a story many years ago that when the lobster's claw is ripped off, he grows a new one. I'm not 100% sure that we're not supposed to grow a new finger when ours is ripped off either. But because we've told ourselves that it's not going to happen, by all means, it's not going to happen simply because of that attitude. If you're going to go to war and you think you're going to lose the battle, well, don't go because you've already lost. You've given up on the idea. We're talking about Sue and getting a new body. You get a new body because it's brand new and you're a little baby, and then somebody has to teach you how to walk, how to go to the toilet properly, what to eat, should teach you what to eat, how to speak the language or what, you know, all these things. But then once you get to a certain level, and I said it earlier, now you said, okay, I got this. And then you take off and you go do it. I want to do this. Your dad was a farmer. You want to be a plumber. It's all cool. It's all good because it's your choice. You know, it's your choice. The new body that you get, it's created here. And what you do with it, it's totally up to you. And how you govern it, how you make it big or strong or tattoo it if you want, which I see a lot of these days. I don't get that either. I think this is my opinion. That's your fear being shown on the outside. That's just my opinion. Tanya, talking about coming back as a man and a woman, or man or a woman. Okay, so when you're a physical being, you're not gender identified, not a physical being. Let me start again. When you're a spiritual being, a spiritual existence, you're not gender identified. You're just a spirit. If you could just say it's the wind. It doesn't have a color to it. It doesn't have a gender to it. It's just life. It's a spirit. It's life. The same life exists in the puppy that you may have as a pet, or the cat, or the goldfish that's swimming in the tank. It's just the life. When you come back, and I suspect that we choose the body we want to be in as the gender, how we identify. Now, lately, I've been hearing a lot of things about gender identifying, and I'm not really ready to touch that. However, when you're coming back, you're just a spirit. That spirit shows up as a body. And that body then is identified by us, by man, woman, they, however it is out there today. That's how it is identified. But when you're coming back, so if you've left as a woman, you could choose to come back as a man. That's your choice. Now, I heard a great theory a long time ago. For example, because our bodies carry memory cells and we take our experiences through life in memory all the time, I've heard the theory, and I'm still thinking about it, that if you've spent many lives, for example, as a woman, let's assume, because we go through many lives, a whole bunch of them. Now, let's assume that you spent many lives as a female person, a woman, many of the lives. You're the mother, you're the nun, you're the teacher, whatever it was. Because you bring memory with you when you come back, all the lives that you've spent, for example, as a female person, there's a good chance that you were attracted to a male person. And you bring the memory with you. Now, this is a little deeper than I want to go, but I'm going to throw it out there. You've spent many lives as a female person, and you come back this life. As a female person, you were physically attracted to a male person. If you show up in this life, and it's only a theory, and I've heard it, it does make sense to me, but I'm not trying to sell it to you. If you do show up in this life as a male person, then chances are you'll still bring the memory of attraction to a male person. And that would make you gay in our society. But not going all over that one, because it's very wide, and our body, I've said many times that everything that you talk about, you see, you experience, it's been recorded. It's like you're speaking into a recorder that has a video camera attached to it and a taste tester attached to it, because you can always recall what you've experienced, what you've seen, what you've heard at any given time in your life, any time at all. Everything that you've talked about is being recorded, like this show is being recorded, and you are the recorder. So if you had many memories of lives living a female life as a woman, then when you come back in another life, and for whatever reason you choose to be a man this time, because some people say it's a man's world and this is the choice you've made, there's a good chance that you may end up being attracted to a man, because that's the memory case. But it's a very wide theory. I'm just saying it out there for something to say. Don't start beating me over the head with that stick. So that's how it comes down to it. So if you come back, let me answer the question really quickly. If you were a man before, you could come back as a man this time, or you could come back as a woman this time. That's the choice that you make. When birth is happening and you're a certain trimester in the pregnancy and the head opens up for the soul to come in, that's what happens. And I think the gender is identified then. The body's growing. The body is identified because they could tell now that it's a woman, it's a man, a boy or girl. But at some point, the life comes into it. And then you could see all hell breaks loose. But anyway, that's what we're talking about. I hope I answered your question. I hope you realize that just because you're a woman in this life, Tanya, and when you come back in the next life, you could come back as a man. Where do you choose? Not now. I'm sorry. You have to wait till you get over there. And the circumstance, and also it's quite relevant to your purpose, the reason why you've come back. Well, the reason why you've come back is because you're in a cycle, but what is the purpose you will serve on this tour of duty, on this journey? What is it that we're going to do in this life? If it's something that would be a message that would be better off as a female, then you probably come back as a female. If, because that's the choice and that's a purpose that you've made for yourself. If it is something that you want to be in this life, if you want to play for the NBA men's team, there's a good chance you're going to end up coming back as a man. So we get to pick, we have those choices, we get to pick, and we have a purpose when we're on the other side in our spiritual existence, in our spirituality, in our spiritual form, without the body. We've created the reason we're coming here, the purpose of us being here. And then if, for example, I use the NBA, if I wanted to be an NBA player, I'd probably request to be a bit taller, you know, or be whatever, however it may be. But we do have that ability to create. Unfortunately, it's being done on that side. And I don't know that you could set the stage while you're still here. I don't know that. But somehow the stage is set. So when you are being created by you, you decided you want to be one of the guys that runs with the bulls or one of the guys that discover, I don't know, a new planet. Whatever the choice that you've made for yourself, that you've come here to fulfill that purpose. The unfortunate thing is sometimes where we end up, where we're born, the family that we're born into, you didn't get that opportunity. Or something bad happened, and there are accidents. Accidents do happen, and you may not fulfill that purpose. Well, you're coming back, and you're going to do it again. And that's the whole idea of the circulation, the rebirth. And I do understand that you're feeling that you're not fully buying the idea of rebirth, and that's okay. That is okay. It's not for sale. But if you need to know the truest way of knowing the truth is getting to the source that delivers the truth. You get to the source that delivers the truth. Guess what? You will get the truth. What is that source? Your connectivity to spiritual existence, your connectivity to life, your connectivity to nature's way. Once you instinctively connect and listen to the messages that's been given to you by the divine one, your higher self, the higher level of consciousness, you will understand your purpose. You will know. So whatever it is that you're questioning anywhere about life and our existence, you have the ability to prove it or disprove it. And I would always welcome those who've got the proof to bring it forth, other than told me it's written down somewhere. Bring it to me. Give me something. You can't give me something tangible, but you could point me in a direction that will give me the truth. That direction is understanding meditation, learning how to meditate, putting yourself on a level of allowing yourself to open up to the wisdom that exists for you. It is your birthright to know. You came to understand or want to understand, or you've come to deliver something. If you were sent out from a source to deliver a pizza, you would have been given an address, and you go to the address and you hand it over and do whatever they do when they hand it over, and they'll turn around and they'll go back. Well, we've come here to do something. We've come here to fulfill a purpose. I hope it wasn't just to deliver a pizza, because that'd be a quick trip. But we've come here for a reason. And what we are saying is trying to figure out who you are, and that who you are will tell you what that purpose is. I've had people call in before and say they're at a certain age, certain level of life, certain stage of life, and they still don't know who they are or what their purpose will be. Well, if you had come to become, and I said this very same example on one of the show, if you had showed up to be a super grandma, well, guess what? You got to be a certain age first. You got to have grandkids, you know, to start that journey. So I say all that to say this. It isn't your first day, your 10th day, or your 70th year that it determines. It is the purpose that you've come to fulfill. If you wanted to live till you're 102, like I'm going to do, then I probably won't even know my purpose until then. But in the midst of it all, I'm enjoying life. I know how to live. I'm having a good time doing it. We're talking about you must know who you are. people all the time are asking questions all around as to what do I do? What is my purpose? Well, I can't tell you that. No one can tell you that. No one can tell you what you're thinking. They could guess, or if you're in the same environment doing the same activity, they could guess, or if they see an expression on your face and they could guess, or you may look a little dazed, or they could guess, and that's all they're doing is that they're guessing. No one can tell you what your purpose is, and no one can tell you what you're thinking. And you hear this all the time. Oh, I know what you're thinking, but I'm going to guess before I give you that answer. Nobody can tell you your purpose. Equally, no one can tell you what you're thinking. They're only guessing. And there isn't a machine out there that I'm aware of that could read your mind, because yours is unique. Like the snowflakes. Yours is absolutely unique. No one can tell you what you taste. Nobody accurately can tell you what you see. But definitely nobody can tell you what you're thinking. How many psychics out there you've heard, people out there, I shouldn't have said that word, that could tell you what your mind is? I could tell you what's on your mind. No, they're guessing. Yeah, they could guess accurately, like we all do when we go gamble. But at the point of it all, they can't be 100% sure, other than the fact that they're probably using what they call their hypothesis. But it is just a guess. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. We're trying to get you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to be fully alert, fully awake. Live life in a happy state. Live life very happy. You may be going 100 miles an hour and it's not necessary, or carrying 1,000 pounds and it's not necessary, or we're running to achieve vanity and it's not necessary. If you knew your purpose, it will tell you what you should, will point out to you the path that you should be on and journey and where you're going to end up, your destination. While I'm saying all this, I also want to mention that we do have the right to forfeit our existence, and I don't mean jumping off a bridge. Please stay with me on this one. There are a lot of people come to a certain realization in life, and they've realized that they've done enough living, or this is their purpose, and they'd leave. They literally just check out. And it doesn't involve what people would call suicide. You do have that ability as well. It's in your toolbox. If you're not having a great time, you can call it quits on yourself without harm or without physical harm. I don't know how all of that works, but you do have the right to also cancel your own contract if your contract was to come here. I've said many times that I don't believe in coincidences because I can't prove that they exist. I don't think they're real. They're just coincidences, which I don't agree with. I think that everything happens, it has a reason and a purpose to it. Everything that happens, it has a reason and it has a purpose to it. When you meet somebody, when you turn on the radio and you hear something and it resonates with you, I do not categorize that as a coincidence. I coincidentally ran into this. No, everybody will show up at the right place at the right time because of the need to be at the right place at the right time. Just a little segue. I'm saying the coincidental thing doesn't exist. There are reasons as to why things happen. And if we truly were to take time to understand each other's purpose or needs of through life, we will not have a lot of the confusions that we face in our everyday life. Wake up. Open your eyes. Be real to yourself. And in saying that, you must know thyself. How do you do this? You remove what you're not. That's easy to identify. I can tell you for certain right now, I'm not a professional basketball player. Okay, well, get rid of that fantasy, and then you remove this, and you remove that, and you remove everything from your path. that is not you. Identify the things that you do or the parts of things that you're part of that is not identifiable you. By moving the BS, I think. Just getting rid of all the BS. That's real simple for everything. And it will bring you closer to the you. Right? Sometimes you hear people talk about they were chosen. Some group will tell you that they were chosen or they're a messenger of. But we have the ability to communicate with the God. Or they speak to you on behalf of the God. Some will say they could pray for you and bring you good wishes to your life. Well, none of that is actually true. Because if that person was able to get this message from a God and deliver it to you, that person would have to know you. And I don't mean your name and your identity and the house that you live in or the color car that you drive. If there is a message for you, he would have to know you. And most often they don't know, all the time that I've seen, they don't know themselves. And you must know who you are. And that's all that matters. Like I said, it's not possible for us as human beings to read another human being's mind. We could guess, which is what we do all the time. But because that other human being is an individual, has its own identity, his own purpose, we can guess what they're thinking, but we can't know what they're thinking. Because the guess is just a hypothesis, an educated guess, sometimes. All of that, of somebody telling you how it is not the way it is. They're probably just guessing. And the ones who truly know and identify themselves and know who they are, the first step that they would take towards you is a journey for you to live the bliss that they're living. That's the condition of understanding thyself. You will remove all the fictitious things that was given to you by, say, culture or by society or whatever, the neighbor, a rich uncle. When you identify the true you, you have it within yourself to show others how to journey there, and you don't have to say a word. You just have to stand still and they'll watch and learn and their own. If they're charging you, they're lying. If they're reaching the handout for you to give something, they're lying, because this gift is for free. It exists. It's trying to imagine trying to sell you fresh air, like in a bottle. Like everybody tries to sell you water that is free. Unfortunately, we don't live close enough to it, so we have to buy it. But if they're going to ask you to pay them to give you the truth, they're full of something. Because that gift is the human quality that makes us who we are and that connects us spiritually. That gift. And they're going to water it down. They're going to polish it. And what they're doing, anybody who's in this, who's charging you for something, they don't know the truth. Because the truth always says this is the gift that is a part of our existence. We show up with that capability. So when the next person gives you a phone call and the bottom line is send me money, they're full of it. And if they're going to tell the future. And I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but it's pretty heavy and I wanted to get back into it. When you have the ability to show or guide somebody to the truth of life, you do not ask them to pay for it, because it's their duty to take you on that journey. Have we got any more? Lost track of the time there for a second.
Yeah, we do. Keisha just wrote in, says she wants to know about your book, where she can get it. That's from Keisha. Bart says, if we get to choose our sex once we die and come back, I am a man, of course. I'd like to try a woman. Okay, that's some Bart. If you get to choose your sex, thank you, Bart. Ryan says, when kids die and they don't live a long life, are all the things that you're discussing the same for them? They choose a new life, a new perspective, a new etc. Even if they weren't here long, think about it. A kid, if he dies at 3 months, 4 months, they haven't lived a life here yet. So that's Ryan. And lastly, Chris says, accidents do happen, but if we're in semi-control of our life, why do accidents happen to people? Why can't we just say, no accidents in my lifetime? That's from Chris. Back to you.
Okay, I didn't even realize what time it was. Chris, I'm going to go with you first. Okay, so accidents do happen. Why don't we have the ability to say, let's say, no accidents in our life? Well, in order for that to be truly effective, don't we all need to know our purpose? What is my purpose? Am I going to be a victim at this accident? Am I going to be a victim in this way? Accidents happen because we build a road and we didn't do it properly. Human beings didn't do it properly, and the road caves in, and the car falls into that caved area, and that person's destination is now over. No pun intended. But accidents happen because it's a natural occurrence, and you can't avoid accidents. I'm sorry, you could put your seatbelt on, but that doesn't deter you from stepping out and slipping on the ice that's on the floor. If it was to be, it is going to happen. I would love to have a long time to discuss that, and I may touch on that next week because I want to be able to dig into that a little deeper. So thank you for that, Chris. And Ryan, you said when kids die, and is that their purpose? Did they choose to die, or did they want to leave or spend short time here? You got to remember, you know, the message that's being delivered sometimes isn't for that child. He was just a messenger. You know, kind of like, you know, I said earlier about the pizza guy delivering a pizza, and the pizza is to nurture your belly. It has nothing to do with him. He's just doing the job. You know what I mean? It's going to make you healthy. So a child comes in and he dies in a couple of months, or as you've said, or a couple of weeks. What if the message was to tell that parent how to be compassionate or understanding, or to give a lesson to that family? Or to that person, or to the deliverer, or whatever the case may be. There's many different options or many different methods as to why a child will come in and fulfill a short period of time and then pass on. Many different reasons. One of them, of course, simply because that's the length of his journey, he's done. As well as the message could be for the parent that is receiving that child. The message could be for anybody in and around that child in that surroundings. Like you've had an example and you've called me or emailed us, and I'm telling you, I'm saying to this, the message is widespread. And we all label it as how sad and how bad. And none of us has ever taken a good look at, oh my God, I learned that from this. I learned that from the accident. I learned that because the message, every single one of these things, and most often we see them as bad, they're teaching us something. They're teaching us something. And because we don't understand the volunteers, so we don't understand the victims. And that's the difficulties. We don't know who are the victims and who are the volunteers. However, the lesson is being taught. And this is a great part of our existence. Britt, you wanted to choose to a sex. You want to try a woman. That was your expression. Bart, you want to try a woman. Well, you have to be very careful in what you say because sometimes they do happen. And what happens, Bart, if you come back as a woman, you just happen to choose that life to be a nun? I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure that's great, you know. But what if you also pick to be the victim? There's many, many, many different things that could happen. I remember one time, I don't know if I could say it all on here, but he said, yeah, I definitely want to come back as a woman. I'm going to be so happy. And I said, well, what happens if you come back as a transvestite woman? And I screwed that up. He wanted to come back as a bra. He wanted to come back. He says, yeah, I'm definitely to come back as a bra. And it sounds very comical. And I said to him, so what if that bra is attached to a crossdresser? Would you still enjoy the job? And I just had to put that out there for him. I messed that up. I apologize. I wasn't talking about the transvestite women. Simply because we're all who we are, and you're going to be happy with who you choose to be. So, Bart, yeah, you want to come back as a woman, but be very careful and think of every single angle that satisfies you, why you want to be that person. And I don't know It's the message, I think. It's the message that you're going to bring back and the form in which you're going to dress to bring that message. That's what I think. The book is Barrington Awaken, Awaken Ascension Guide. Aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you on Amazon. You could look it up on Amazon, Barrington Awaken, or you could go to our website at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. You could see the book. It's listed there, and there's a lot of good things for it. I'm sorry, folks. I get going on the show, and I'm so excited to do the show all the time. I forget to take care of little things like the book and where to meet us and how to send us. However, if you send information to us, and I've been responding to all the emails as best as I can. If you have something you wanted to pass on to us, you can contact, email-wise, you can contact me at 1308, Barrington Awaken, 1308. I'm messing that up big time. What's that email?
That email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com.
Thank you. I don't know why I was messing that up. Anyways, thank you very much for that, Gary. And that's how you could reach us anytime if you have something to say. We appreciate your questions. I am going to address some of the questions we had today because there's a lot more to them. They're deeper. Chris's question about life and all these things. There's so much deeper. I want to go through all of them. And when kids die, that's also very deep. So, like I said, they're deep, and it's not something that you're going to wake up and say, oh, I got the answer. It's something that you have to get into for you to understand it. So thank you very much. We've got a couple of minutes here before we get off the air. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. Sorry today. Again, I'm apologizing for not being ready last week and not being able to answer all the questions as fully as I want to this week. But I'm a work in progress. I'm trying to take care of all these things as we go through. I want you to be true to yourself. Know thyself, know who you are, find out who you are, find a method in which that you can journey into finding the true self that's within you. Thank you very much. And to everybody else, I want you to have a very special week. Until we talk again, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.